Tomorrow night, ABC will air the latest episode of its Emmy award-winning comedy Modern Family, shot entirely with Apple's iPhone 6 and iPad Air. Critics are already up in arms over this in-your-face product placement, but many have noted it's also a testament to how big a role smart tech, and especially Apple, plays in many lives. And get ready for more, because there is word now that Apple is developing an electric car. Dawn Chmielewski is senior editor of mobile at the tech news site Recode. She's with us from the Recode Media Conference in Orange County, California. Dawn, why is everyone talking about an Apple electric car?
This is the craziest story of the week thus far. Over the last week, there have been rumblings in the blogosphere that Apple was indeed working on an electric car to compete with Tesla. And the Journal reported it late last week. We've also joined in reporting on the subject. It appears to be true. Now, Apple isn't confirming anything on the record, but sourcing suggests that Apple is indeed working on this. Now, will Apple build a car? That remains to be seen, but it certainly has hired a number of key individuals to start exploring this topic.
Well, what do we know about the car?
So we certainly don't have a lot of detail. Apple, again, not speaking about this, but we do know that Apple likes to break into new areas and sort of disrupt spaces. It's done that with its iPod, which sort of remade digital music.
Right.
It has done so again with its smartphone, the iPhone, the sort of reconfigured mobile communications. So this may well be another area that's ripe for disruption.
But why would Apple be interested in disrupting this area? This is not a place that Apple has a lot of experience.
Yeah, no kidding. This is we all know Apple as being a consumer electronics giant. This is a completely new category for them. There's some suggestion that Apple would benefit from merely going through the exercise, conducting the research, say on battery life. So Apple may benefit one way or another, regardless of whether it ever does end up manufacturing a car. Though there's some suggestions that they are indeed seriously exploring this topic. They've even had some preliminary discussions, the Journal reports, with some contract manufacturers.
And Apple has even hired Mark Newson from Ford. What is he known for?
So he is a very well-recognized industrial designer. He has dabbled in everything from apparel to watches to vehicles, including doing work for Qantas, for example. Interestingly, he developed a prototype for Ford back in the late 90s that became a museum piece. It was unusual in its design. It had swivel chairs and some really interesting looks that really found a new way of imagining the vehicle.
What is Apple already doing in cars, Dawn? Because while they don't make cars at the moment, they are trying to sort of put your devices together with your car.
Yeah, Apple typically will tiptoe around an area and begin to make some preliminary explorations. In this case, Apple currently has a product called CarPlay, which is a new take on the car stereo. It's in car dashes. It'll be offered by more than 30 auto manufacturers in the coming years. What it does is it communicates with the smartphone, with your iPhone in the car, and it takes advantage of some of those features that are already available on the smartphone, for example, using Siri voice command or navigation. It'll even read you some messages and allow you to perform simple tasks while keeping your eyes largely on the road.
And to do that, Apple partnered with some companies here, which is something that we've seen Apple do before it starts creating its own device, isn't it?
That's correct. You'll perhaps remember back in, 2005, it seems like eons ago, before Apple ever got into the smartphone business, it struck up a partnership with Motorola and back then a company called Singular Wireless. And it began to offer iTunes on the phone. And that was 2 years before it ever came out with a smartphone.
Singular Wireless, you're really taking me back now. the money. Apple, we know, is storing a lot of money overseas, but does it have enough money to really focus its efforts on developing this car?
You know, this is no trivial proposition. It would likely take years and perhaps billions of dollars. Most auto companies have their own manufacturing lines, so this is a really cash intensive business. But as of the end of last year, Apple had an enormous cash hoard of over $170 billion. So a lot of it residing overseas. Nonetheless, that's a big pile of money with which it could do a bit of blue sky work.
And who are its competitors here? Is it looking at Ford and GM and Toyota, or is it looking at Google and Tesla?
That's a fair point. You know, when I was speaking with auto industry analysts late last week talking about this idea, it seems that vehicles, there's a lot of sort of not much that frankly differentiates cars these days other than body styling and some of the features of the electronics. And the industry analysts say what will allow vehicles to stand apart is really its software and the intelligence and the deftness at manipulating all the chips in a vehicle. And so this is why we're beginning to see some experimentation from Google, which we all know is playing around with this notion of the driverless car and is seeking to strike partnerships with existing Detroit automakers. I think that Apple sees itself as having a certain sophistication when it comes to software and hardware integration.
Although I'm just imagining, if it is an electric car and runs on a battery, is it going to face the same problem that the iPhone does, which is when you start running too many apps in your car, all of a sudden it just dies when they give you a software update?
Well, it will have the benefit of rechargeable batteries.
Although, what about when Apple decides to change the way the charger fits into the plug? I'm just predicting what's going to happen here, Don. But Don Chmielewski, a senior editor of mobile at the tech news site Recode, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.